It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. There are some big changes when it comes to the logistics of elections in Tuolumne County during the March primary. On this weekend show, we're pleased to be joined in studio by Tuolumne County Clerk and Auditor Controller Debbie Bautista, who's going to tell us all about it. Clerk and Auditor Controller Bautista, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, BJ.
So the March primary is just over a month away, and I know there's going to be a big change when it comes to voters' choice. So can you tell us a little bit about what this is and how it all came about?
Sure. So voters' choice was put into legislation in 2016, and it allows the voters to make some choices about how and when they want to vote. Tuolumne County is putting voters' choice in this primary election in March. So all our voters will have a choice to go to different vote centers, there will be five of them, vote by mail. All Tuolumne County residents will receive, our voters will receive a vote by mail ballot, or they can drop off their ballots at different drop-off centers.
And so the voter centers, what exactly are those going to be then?
They're going to be five different vote centers that will have all types of ballots there. So in the past, if one walked into a precinct, the only ballots available at that precinct was for that district. So if, for example, one lived in Miwok but went into the county library in Sonora, they would be given a ballot that pertained to District 1 or pertained to the city of Sonora and wouldn't have races on it that somebody in Miwok who could have races on it, their school districts or their supervisor. Now, if one walks into any of the vote centers, they will be given the ballot that belongs to that voter, and that voter will have the ability to vote for every single race that he or she should be voting for.
So I think one of the biggest things just to know is, you know, on election day, no more heading to your traditional polling site.
Correct. And it's not just election day. The vote centers are going to be open. Some of them will be open from February 22nd until March 3rd. And that is Tuolumne Hall and Jamestown at the Realty, Wilson Realty. And the other two will be open up on February 29th. And that is the Groveland Library and the Twain Harp Bible Church.
Okay. Have there been some test runs for this new system?
Yes, we've done. We've had the vendor, because one of the things that generated us to go to this, to go to Voters' Choice, was the Secretary of State decertified all of our machines in August. So I had to buy all new machines. And luckily, the state gave us money to buy all new machines. So we've had the vendor here off and on in December, and they were actually here last week. We had some of our workers come in and play on the machines, test the machines. So we've been putting them together. The election is going to be put on the machine sometime next week, and we'll be testing that again. We've been doing it with a test election. So we're pretty excited. The machines are a lot easier to use than the old machines.
So these machines, what was the reason the state gave for replacing all these?
Most of them, that they were pretty old, and they just didn't like the way that they were working. So now these are touch screen machines, which is easier for the voter to use. The old machine, which was very seldom used, which was the Mark V, it was really difficult. It took a long time, like 20 minutes to get your ballot out. This one will take a couple minutes. This one will tell you whether or not you overvoted. It won't let you overvote. But if you undervoted, for example, you didn't vote for a race, it'll tell you at the very end, you didn't vote for the city of Sonora. You could come back and go vote for it and then print your ballot, or you could leave it the way it is because you don't want to vote for the city of Sonora.
this changeover to the voter's choice model, this new state initiative, is this a cost-saving measure?
It's a cost-saving measure in the long run. It's not a cost-saving measure at the very first election. We have to send out cards to the voters twice to tell them that there's no longer poll places, that they have to go to one of the five vote centers if they want. We have to send out ballots to every single voter, even though we sent out ballots to probably 80% of the voters in the past. We've put ads on at the movies. Hopefully, if one's gone to the movie, ones have heard the ads. We're going to put ads on the radio. We're going to put ads on the newspaper. We're trying to get out to all the voters. We've been to numerous groups, service groups, Rotary, Kiwanis, women's groups, teachers groups. If you have a group and you want us to come talk to you, please call me and we will set up an appointment.
The ballots are going to be going out in the mail. When can people start to expect those?
The ballots are going to be mailed on February 3rd. So give the post office a couple days, but sometime that week, one should receive one's ballot.
And then I often hear about early voting, something I've actually done myself. So can you explain a little bit how that works?
Sure. The only early voting center is actually my office, the election office, 2 South Green Street. And from February 3rd, if you want to be the very first voter, be at my office at 8 o'clock on February 3rd and get your ballot and vote right then. So we're open from February 3rd all the way till March 3rd. We're going to be open the two weekends before the election from 8:30 to 4:30, and the vote centers will be also open up. The two vote centers that are open up the 11 days will be open 8:30 to 4:30 on the weekend of the 22nd, and they will be opened. Then all of the vote centers, including my office, will be open up on the weekend of February 29th, Saturday and Sunday. So one can come in and vote on the weekend if one has things that have changed their life and they're not going to be in town on Tuesday. Please come out on the weekend and vote.
When you look at voter turnout here in Tuolumne County compared to other parts of the state, what have you noticed?
This county is very engaged, and we always have a higher turnout than the state, sometimes double what the state has. People here care and are involved with the decisions and the choices that their elected people make.
And then you mentioned that everybody's going to receive a vote by mail ballot this time around. You know, typically, how many people in the past have chosen to do vote by mail?
Usually, it's about 80% of the voters vote by mail. The vote by mail voters actually have a higher turnout than the precinct voters did in the past. We're hoping that that continues and actually gets higher. What other entities who've enacted the SB 450 early have discovered is that the people like the drop-off centers, and they rather drop off their ballots at the drop-off centers, and there's a higher turnout there than even some of the vote centers.
What do you notice when you send out ballots in the mail to people? Do they send them back pretty quickly, or do they usually wait till election day?
It's not election day, but usually the week of. We usually start about the week before election. You know, that Tuesday before election is when the large volume of ballots come in. We do get ballots in earlier. We do get people coming to our office and voting earlier. You know, remember that one could actually register to vote on election day in any of the vote centers and vote that day.
Need to take a break. We're talking election items on this weekend's Motherlode Views with Tuolumne County Auditor Controller Debbie Bautista. A number of changes going into effect in the March primary, where she's giving us a complete preview of that. Programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be joined in studio by a pair of Tuolumne County leaders following the recent reorganization of the Community Resources Agency. We'll be joined in studio by the new Public Works Director, Kim McFarlane, and the Community Development Director, Quincy Yaley. That's next week on Motherlode Views. Our second segment with Tuolumne County Clerk and Auditor Controller Bautista is coming up in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.